My name is Simon Templer. I'm originally from Texas. I started at a younger age cooking in restaurants. I grew up in Galveston, Texas, and was a banquet sous chef for many years. And I am a chef for the, or the cook for the Moaz Missions. And I remember that the first, I guess it was the sixth day of our first mission. And we were told to go to a certain coordinates. Sure enough, there was a smaller boat of what looked like maybe sub-Saharan Africans. It was in danger at that point of capsizing because it was an overloaded, maybe 270, I think was the account. And they had water up to their engine in the lower part of the boat. And so they were listing pretty badly. And so we were able to take the women and children off first. As the cook, I don't actually take part in the actual rescue, but I'm able to stay inside and then give supplies in and out. But what I do remember is seeing so many infants and children, and they were all badly dehydrated, and bringing the women on. But then the men on the boat started to, I guess, freak out a little bit, and they decided to all jump overboard and then swim for our boat. And I'm not used to anything like this. And to seeing this for the first time, it was pretty overwhelming. We have the paramedics on the scene that are ready to take care of anyone that needs immediate attention. A lot of the things I would do in those cases would be, especially so many children, my job would be get kettles of water boiling in the galley and to sterilize baby bottles, things like this. Usually we have what's recommended, dietary bars, definitely lots of water and other kind of cracker biscuit items that they prefer us give them. If they're with us for longer than, say, a day, maybe a two-day stretch until we reach the port that we're taking them, say to Sicily, I would make them, I have a like large 25-kilo bag of rice and countless pasta. Keep it nice and simple and make sure that stomachs aren't too upset because you certainly don't want everyone having to use the restroom at the same time on a vessel like that. There are those tense moments, for instance, you know, having 300 or so people and trying to put out that much food. But, you know, what I do is I'll form like a conveyor belt of people in there that can help me. Your job is to spoon this. Your job is to hold the plate. Your job is to put the fork on the plate. And one after another, before you know it, you've hit 300 and so people. And everyone's had a plate of something warm to eat. It took a while to sink in exactly what we were doing. I mean, obviously, I could see what we're doing, but the feeling of it didn't sink in until maybe toward the third mission, and then it finally hit me like, wow, we were really out there saving people's lives and making a difference. And actually, it just makes me feel very proud about being part of it. I would recommend if anyone, you know, was interested in doing something like this, I'm sure they're willing to take their help.